Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Shelby's World. It is Wednesday, April 1st, April Fool's Day.
Fool's Day.
But, you know,
what?
It ain't no time to play no jokes right now, so we ain't even, I haven't even partaken in April Fool's in a while, but definitely not to that.
Look, I know it was April Fool's Day, but look, I didn't know people still be playing jokes on people. Look, I know in middle school, elementary, maybe high school, but
I guess people kind of forgot. Like they was doing little pranks, but what it was that nobody was expecting them.
Gotcha.
But you know what I'm saying? Because of what all the stuff that's going on right now, and
yeah,
people weren't expecting really nobody to have, and it wasn't like the kiddie pranks though. It's like real like life things. And I'm like, but don't people have
yeah, too
right
much
now
going on to be trying to prank yeah somebody right about now? There's too much going on for all of that.
Right,
we're just trying to get it together and get in these stores and go back home before anything else goes on,
and get home quickly. You know.
I'm telling you.
So hey y'all. We are back here and ready to talk to y'all today. And y'all hear Queen Candace on the line. And but I want to say this: we had because I know last week our show didn't wasn't put up for you all because we had such a phenomenal interview. I'm not even going to mention who it was with. Because we're going to bring her back.
We're going to bring her back.
So we had a very wonderful interview last Wednesday with a wonderful queen. And the interview was so raw, rugged, and real. And so that's why I don't want to tell y'all who it was. Because I want y'all to go ahead and get that the full feel of the show. However, I did not hit the record button, y'all. I did not record the show. Oh, my God. And
yes, queen.
Which is also not the worst thing in the world because we wanted the interview to be in person anyway. But oh my God, the show was so phenomenal, y'all. Queen, you can
it was good. It was real good. Like I got off the line like, wow, this got to be in person. Like when she come back, what? And then here go the text later on, some hours later. Y'all, I forgot to record. Forgot to hit the record button. I'm like, yeah, it was supposed to be in person. Too much power on the phone. Got to be in person so y'all could see. So, you know, y'all just stay tuned. Keep tuning in, and she will be back. She will be back.
She will be back. It was a great show. So we're going to jump into this wonderful Freestyle Wednesday, kind of like, talk about some things that are going on. Not too much focus on COVID because COVID is very, very destructive right now. I do want to give out, I think the only thing I do want to say on the COVID today, about the COVID today, is the numbers and where they are systematically.
Yes, and if they're true numbers.
And if they're true numbers, because we want to see raw numbers. And the thing with that is you can never really tell with data these days because people are going to say every death that happens now is from COVID, and we automatically know it's not. So we just want to just get some numbers on what's going on with it, and that's it. Kind of, I don't want to dwell too much on it today because it's already become a major staple in our lives. This is going to be something our children remember. It's like, you know, like they're going to think that they went through the Cold War. But just because times are so trying for them, in their little minds, they just feel like everything is just wrong and wrong and wrong and wrong. But this is what we're still able to do and what we still have access to is wonderful compared to what other countries and things are going through at this time. So we will focus on like the raw data for that. So, but we'll get back to that in a minute. So I want to go ahead and jump into our fact of the day. Hold on one second, queen. And that is a 15-year-old cat has spent 10 years of his life sleeping. That you, because this is just a Freestyle Wednesday show, I thought I would just go and grab a random fact, something that's just interesting. This says a 15-year-old cat has spent 10 years of his life sleeping.
Wow.
So what they did the other 5 years? I guess that's when they jumped around, played in the little box, find things.
We talk about house cats or stray cats?
They're talking about house cats. They're talking about house cats. But
okay.
Stray cats, I think they're just talking about, they didn't specify
cats
what type
and,
of stray cats.
Cats in general.
Yeah, they're just saying cats in general. But they did say just a systematic, a normal cat, has slept 10 years of the 15 years of their existence. And at first, you know, when I looked at the fact, I was like, okay, that's crazy. But then I thought about it. I was like, half the time you see cats, they sleep, though. So,
yeah, that's true. I ain't no cat fan,
I don't
though.
I don't even like cats. I'm actually kind of
fearful.
But
I'll take a dog any day.
I just found that to be quite interesting. But I was like, this is one interesting thing. Because I saw something else that I wanted to share, but then I saw this and I was like, oh, I like this one a little better. This is a little more random. So I'm going to use this one. But yeah, I thought that was what I would share that with you today.
That is
And I got that fact off of beagreatteacher.com. All right.
beagreatteacher.com. Lord, you be finding these different websites for these quotes and stuff. Like, wow.
Yeah, I said that. I was like, I said, dang, I be finding some of the most random, interesting, random facts. I just think they're hilarious.
I'm telling you.
But that was on that fact.
That one is funny, though.
That is. A cat just sleeping his life away. Beagreatteacher.com. That's where that fact came from. And our quote of the day is, freedom is never given, it is won. And that is from civil rights activist A. Philip Randolph.
Freedom
is
never given,
it is won.
Wow. Okay.
I think that solely definitely goes, because it's an African-American history fact, so I definitely think that goes for us. Specifically,
we definitely never had that.
Right. So, we did. So, Queen, what you got on your agenda book for us today? What you wanted to talk about?
Man, look, it's just so much going on. Like, what is it to talk about?
It's a lot going on.
Staying at home. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. The people in the stores. It's just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
The disinfectant wipes, which I did post on Facebook. People was crazy about, like, they can't find disinfectant wipes. So, you know me. I'm a do-it-yourself type of person.
So I was like,
disinfectant wipes. Man, look, let me get these baby wipes. Let me get a little dish detergent. Let me get a half a cup of bleach. And let me get a whole 2 ounces of 16-ounce water. Mix it together and dip me at least eight baby wipes in a bowl and put them right back in the old disinfectant container that I had. And there go my disinfectant wipes right now. Why should I go spend
there
money?
You go.
Guess how much
everybody don't know that. You know, ingenuity is everything. But I think, again, there we come with where the times are. That's why people are so spoiled when what their accommodations should be right now during such a tough time. And I don't know. To be perfectly honest, because my kids haven't been with me through this whole ordeal, I really miss my children. I want to go get them. But because they haven't been with me through this whole ordeal, I have actually been living off, like, just off the land. I ain't been going to spend money like that on nothing. Whatever I have at home is what I've been sufficing off of. I spend if I have to spend. And I'm thinking more about the after effects of what's going on so that I can be prepared for that. Versus actually what's going on now. You know what I'm saying? So the adverse effects for me are more so my concern versus the actual normal things of feeding my family and clothing my family, because at this time, I'm still employed. There's no issues with that. So if there were issues with that, I would probably be stinging a little bit on the inside with that type of stuff. But savings and stuff is what you have these things for, just to be able to maintain your quality mm-hmm. and chances of living. So I think yeah. that I haven't really felt any of the quarrels that everybody else have been feeling, because I'm thinking more about what's coming versus what's going yeah. on now.
What's going to happen after everything settles down? Are we going to go back to normal? I will say I was in the grocery store today, earlier this morning, because I'm still working too. Like, I'm still going to serve, you know, take care of my patients that I need to take care of and stuff like that. So I was like, okay, Wednesday is usually my slow day that I only have one client that I have to actually go take care of. And I just go to the salon, you know, and do some wigs like I've been doing. And mm-hmm. I seen one of the young ladies that go to church with me. And I was like, oh, don't hug me. Because, we huggers. We all
right,
huggers.
Right.
So I'm like, don't hug me.
Doing the elbow thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, don't look, girl, we weren't, when I say we was actually that six, we were 6 feet away from
for real, it's no game.
Yes, it's really no joke. But me and her was laughing about it. But we was just saying, like, we go to church together, and we was just like, how much we actually miss each other. And even mm-hmm. though our leaders, we've been doing like our Bible study on Facebook Live and on YouTube and the actually church website and stuff like that. And all of the members that tuned in, all of us were saying the same thing, how much we actually miss seeing each other, talking to each other, you know, on Wednesdays and Sundays. And then sometimes we also spend time together outside of church, outside of those mm-hmm. 2 days. And it was just, she was like, man, I miss you. Like, it's like I have no social life. None but with her 7-year-old daughter.
That lets you know that. That lets you know that. I said
yes.
that and I was like, I'm working from home, and then I'm spending all my time at home. So
yep.
I'm always home. And it's not the outside world that I miss. It's the people. I miss people. Interacting with people
is.
Because I have no problem with being inside my house. I'm not one of those people that, like, dread being home. I don't care about being home now. As far as, like,
I was already a homebody.
I've always been a homebody. But it's the restrictions of having interactions with people that has been causing me a little bit of anxiety.
Yeah.
Because, again, you know, you have to be careful. Like, you want to see people, you want to interact with people, but you got to be careful. You really do.
So. We really, really do. I never thought that we would be doing this. But, you know, it's a lot of stuff that we never thought that we would actually be
that we'd be doing.
Right. And a lot of people saying this is the new norm, but I'm like, nah, I don't believe that. Now, it might be some things that I know that probably will change, but like I say, I'm always I was already a homebody, so it don't really bother me. But I have been trying to get out a little bit more and socialize, go hang out with
mm-hmm.
friends and
mm-hmm.
stuff like that, do different little things. But it's just like to the point now that, like, oh, we're going to be a statewide lockdown. Like, you have to be in the house at a certain time, unless you are
mm-hmm.
out here actually, like, going to work and stuff.
An essential worker.
I will say it has gave me opportunity to do more wigs. So when people are able to get back into the groove of things, look, I got a show of wigs. Look, hey, you can come pick one up off the shelf if you want one. Like, so that it gives
you
me,
ain't even
got to
come time to start right in the store and grab it.
Right in the store and grab it, or I can ship it to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still offering my services of people dropping their units off to me, and I'm reconstructing them, and you just come back and pick them up. I'm shampooing them, conditioning them, and start restyling them, and you just come back and pick it up either the same day or the next day. We ain't going to have that much contact, but here is your bag with your items in it, and let me go back up here, wash my hands, and disinfect whatever else I need to disinfect. But it has given me a chance to start some things. Like, I wanted to write a book, so I have started that. So the time, you just got to find what you need to do with this time. And I think this is the time for you to really prepare yourself for, like you said, what's next, what's coming. And for, I'm going to just say for greatness, because we all got greatness in us. It's just, hey, if you really want to reach that greatness that's inside of you. So I'm like, you know, just prepare yourself. Look, take this time wisely. And even though some of us, some are working from home. I was just talking to my mom before we got on the show, and this is something that my mom been praying for, to be able to work from home for years, probably over like 7 to 10 years. She's been praying for this. She's like, I just want, if I could just work from home and be on my, and my mom has an IT degree, so she was like, if I could just sit home and just work from home, be in my pajamas, chilling in my bed. She's saying, I really want to be remote. I want to be able to go across the world and just be working for the people. And I ain't even just confined them to one space. So this, hey, look, she loving it. She loves,
I know that's right. And I just want to, and again, you know, during this time too, because, you know, Queen, you're very appreciative during this time. I want to tell you that, and any other essential workers and healthcare workers that are out there, still going and going and going while these times are struggling, because you guys are definitely putting yourselves at risk. You're on the, this is bigger than a war for us. You guys are on the front lines, like, really doing this. So I definitely want to commend you and any other healthcare workers, any other healthcare professionals, any other essential workers and professionals that are listening to us. We truly appreciate you guys.
Yes, we
do. At Shelby's World, your community appreciates you, everybody.
Yeah, it's a lot. Because we are putting our life on the line, and then going back home to our own families and stuff. So it's a lot, but you know, we're trying to protect ourselves the best way we know how, as far as washing our hands. But I was one of those people that I always washed my hands, and I don't just wash my hands. I'm in your kitchen scrubbing up my arm like I'm getting ready to go to surgery.
Literally,
and I always been like that. I always been a person about wash my hands. Even when I go to restaurants, I'd be like, y'all, I gotta go to the bathroom. Don't give me no sanitizer. I need to actually go put water and soap on my hands, because even with the sanitizer, I still feel like my hands are still dirty. So, you know, but thank you, Queen. I have seen a lot of people on social media saying, you know, thank you to all the nurses, the home health aides, and caregivers and stuff that's still out here doing this work. And even some restaurants are actually giving away, like, free meals, drinks, coffee for people that's out here doing it. That part, I'm like, well, where the free food at? Somebody let me know where the restaurant is.
Well, we definitely want to let y'all know, because, and then along with that, I know we said we didn't want to dwell on this too much, but really this is what's going on in our community, so it's kind of hard not to have a little bit of discussion on it. But numbers-wise, before the numbers, I will say that there has been an increase in violence in the communities with the outbreak. And that's something that we spoke about before, that we said we were worried about. Was how this was going to affect people's mental health and you know, financial needs. And baby, it's already starting.
Yes. Did you hear about the you know, with the whole stimulus package, how they're not going to give the people that's on child, that's behind in their child support, they would not be able to receive a check?
I did not hear that. What the hell?
Yes, that was on D.L. Hughley. I was listening to him before we got on the show, and that was the question.
Why?
If you're behind, they said they're behind on child support.
It ain't going to go to the mom. I mean, the money that them people owe is not,
they do not qualify.
They say they do not qualify.
And they work. But they do not qualify, so they wouldn't. I'm like, now this right here, this crazy, because that's not fair.
That's not fair.
At all, because, you know, they work, and then they're not working right now. So why they don't qualify? Because they behind on their child support? Now they really finna be behind. At least they could have paid something with that.
But now they can probably get arrested. Because if they're losing their job, that means they're not going to have money to pay the current child support, which means they're going to go into the rears, and then they're going to have even bigger issues. It's a domino effect with that type of stuff. It really is.
Yeah,
that's tragic.
It's very sad, but y'all keep the faith.
You know, there's going to be some people that's going to be wishing for stuff like that to happen to people because there's some bitter people out there now. So.
And it was one lady that got on. She felt like that they shouldn't get it. And I was just like, oh, she got an issue. She got an issue.
Yeah.
A child, she got an issue. But to me, it's not fair.
She's probably just upset, just completely upset. And it's not fair to use your emotions when it comes to people's livelihood. I just don't agree with that.
Yeah, we all got to eat now. Paid or unpaid. The people still got to eat. They still have bills to pay. They still probably got other families that's in the household with them that they have to take care of.
And when you think about that, just think about it like this, Queen. Okay. When you're taking away not being able to give the father the money, that means he's not able to provide for the child. So, again, systematically, where does that leave everybody? That's in a poor position. You're pissed poor in the child. That's what you're doing.
They're not thinking about that, though.
I know.
Not thinking about it. So much going on over here.
So much
is going on. Oh, my God. It's just like, wow. You know,
I'm
this was supposed to be
stuff
the
that's
week.
Going on, though. I'm really not happy with a lot of stuff that's going on.
It's very disappointing, but I'm not surprised, especially when it comes to our president. But, you know, hey,
I'm not
people
even,
voted
you know,
him
the,
in.
The president situation don't even upset me this much because the presidents always come in with an agenda. They have a job to do before they even get there. So I don't really be too much upset with that type of stuff. And even worse, we just got a person that's egotistical. So it's like, why even worry yourself so much? It's nothing gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is with that. But what bothers me about what's going on more so than anything else is that the government has shown us over and over and over again that we're not more than workers to them. And when things like this happen, we can't depend on the people who we work for to help be a reinforcement. And I have to go back and say this because this is something that really bothers, that has really kind of like hurt my heart about us as a people, as a culture, is because we have the opportunity to have thrivation off of each other as a culture. And we still fall into these times and still have to seek and look to the government for help. I don't care whether or not they're supposed to do it or not. They are supposed to take care of their country. It's known that they're supposed to do that. But when every time something happens, they turn around and shit on you and give you more and more of a reason to show you why you're not important. You're only worth a figure to them. You're a dollar amount to them. That's what we are to this country. So until we start realizing that as a culture, we will never have the adaptation and the capacity to continue to thrive when things like this go on without having our hand out. And that's hurtful.
That part there, and that's very hurtful to society, to all of us.
So all of us are in this together.
But it is, and you were saying about the violence and stuff. We spoke on that when all of this first started happening, when we first talked about it on one of the other shows about the violence. And I see that they're saying that a lot of people have been out buying weapons, concealed weapons. I'm just like,
but you know that the president made gun stores continue to be open because he said that those are essential needs.
Wow. But you're closing everything else.
That's because of their relationship with the NRA.
The NRA, yeah. The NRA run the government. I always say that. They run the government. They truly, truly run the government. Yeah. But, you know, y'all, it's something. It's something. It's a lot to take in, but I'm staying positive.
Yeah,
I'm staying positive. Yep, you got to stay positive during these times. Like I was saying, like, don't be complaining. There's nothing you can really do. Like, it's just what it is. And you just got to stay positive. Trust the process. Trust your God, whoever you believe in. You know.
Whoever you believe in, baby.
Whoever you believe in. And this is, like I said, this is a time for you to spend more time with your family. They was even talking about the divorce rate might go up after this because people don't realize how they really don't spend as much time together.
We really,
those couple of hours.
Exactly. And they made jokes about that, but that's real, though, Queen. A lot of
that is real.
Oh, my God. I thought about that when I seen that get posted up. I said, that is a real two-line thing. Some people don't know what they got themselves into.
Because, you know, we get up in the morning, you out the door, you gone, you don't get back home, depends on what your schedule like. You might not get back home until 6, or you might have that spouse that they work at night, you work in the day.
Yep.
Not everybody home. But I told somebody, I said, oh, me and my husband don't have that problem. Because when he wasn't working at one time. When he was not working, we was all, and my schedule was so flexible that I would just go get my clients up and I'll be home until 5 o'clock and go put them to bed and back. So we was home together. And I think it just depends on the people. If you enjoy being with your spouse, it ain't gonna be no problem.
But if you, and that's how I feel like that too. I was like, and if y'all, and if you don't know, okay, now people realize that their spouse likes to have sex a lot, or that their spouse likes to talk a lot, or that their spouse is snore really loud, or, you know, they started out some of the smallest
stuff,
of these smaller things about these people, and then that's what upsets them, and it's like, why?
Why? Like, you didn't notice? You didn't notice?
Y'all,
you didn't
know that? What type of conversations y'all had?
That's why I don't believe in that whole
people should live together before they marry. Oh, paper, no. I totally gotta live with somebody.
Oh, my mom always said that. Like, even though you know your parents kinda old school, but my mom was like, she was like, now at this day and age, you need to know. One of my patients said to me, well, one of my patients is on hospice right now, but her daughter was telling me yesterday, she was like, her mom said when she married her husband, who she's married to now because her first husband passed, was like, you would know a person if you travel with them. If you can travel with them and deal with them as travel, you can live in the house with them for the rest of your life. And
that's
when she said it, I was like, that's true. She was like, but it has to be like, she said, it could be any travel. She said, but you really get to know people when you travel international. Because you're in a whole different setting. You're not in your comfort zone. You just can't get in your car and just drive back to where you come from.
I think that's anywhere where you're traveling too, because honestly, you can't do that anywhere. Like if you live on the West Coast and you on the East Coast, you you can't get over there that fast. I think that's very true. And I said if you could sustain travel, you can definitely make it through any relationship. You really can.
Any relationship. You can.
Yeah.
You can, but
you really can.
It's hilarious to see. Even to see some of my some people that I know on Facebook saying one of the young ladies that I know, she was like, her daughter usually I get up, I'm still home, at home working, and usually I get up and she hear me get up, she get right on up talking about, but she's sleeping in, like she then worked the overnight job last night.
Girl, that's how my kids are sleeping in. I'd really be upset with them.
Girl.
Because they ain't here, because when they not here with me, they get a lot more get away with a lot more craziness and things that they wouldn't even try with me, you know, to do. And I'd be like, this can't be real. Like, y'all sleep, they'll get up. But now since school back in, I told them, I was like, I'm not going to call down there and be a grouch on y'all like that. But by 10 o'clock, y'all need to be up out the bed doing work.
Yeah. My son is up at 8. He's up and he's at the computer at 8:15, just like if he was going to school every day.
That's right.
He may be done by 12, but he's
right,
up at, yeah, up at 8:15. I'm like, you know, just go ahead, get it all out the way, get it over done with. By 1 o'clock, you're done. By 12, whatever, you are done for the rest of the day. Find
right.
something to read in between those hours. Play your video game for an hour or so. And then you don't have to worry about it because you really don't have any homework because you didn't really done all your work that morning. And I don't think a lot of the teachers are really, like, giving out homework for them to actually
yeah.
do.
What,
but this is a lot for even teachers.
Girl, I know that the teachers struggling. They texting me all the time, and they talking. And I'm like, Lord Jesus, they can't even. They trying to manifest what they supposed to be doing, and they can't do
yeah.
it. And then they're trying to get parents feedback, and, you know, they probably ain't get real strong feedback, because some parents be like, just send me what you need us to do, and that's that. We ain't even trying to, you know.
Yeah, ain't trying to talk and stuff.
They got their kids wrapped up with them. And a lot
yes.
of people don't really know their children. And
that too. That was another one that they had said that people don't know their children because your children is with somebody else for 7 to 8 hours a day, and then if they got after
mm-hmm.
school, they really with somebody for 10 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
So this is. I'm happy I don't have little kids anymore. That's all I have to say.
Yeah,
I'm happy I got teenagers, one adult child, might as well say, and Rashad is the only one there at the house. So, and he hasn't even been home. He's been at his grandparents' house. So that's been sweet, too, because I've just been back
yeah.
chilling. But Zoe didn't move back
that's
home.
That's all I've been doing.
That's
all I've been
look,
doing.
Don't have to
I've
worry about
chilling.
Cooking for nobody.
Girl.
That's
why I
said
I've been
peaceful.
Able to, like, really save money. Because I'm not an out-of-the-way
yeah.
person anyway. So I really don't believe in that. So, you know, with COVID going on, I'm definitely not going out to eat like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I bet I've probably been pushing the issue of, like, people staying home because more so I know how I am when it comes to my personal space. I don't like
yeah.
nobody all up on me. So if you have that type of feeling like I do, and then you can get violent with that feeling, you might need to stay home. I'm not gonna get a violent person. I'm not gonna get violent with you because I don't want you up on me. But I'm gonna ask you to back up. Like,
please back up.
Come on.
Please. Back up.
Yeah, personal space has been a big thing with this disease going around because I see what it is. I've been noticing. I said, so people are washing
mm-hmm.
their hands and giving personal space, like, for real. We really having to tell people that, like, right now. So
yep.
y'all really weren't doing that.
Mm-mm. People weren't doing what we're doing now. A lot of, some of us was, but not a lot, not majority. Not majority.
And you're gonna hear so many people say, "Oh, I was doing that." Okay, but that's fine. That's perfectly fine. But somewhere along the line, somebody wasn't doing this because
mm-mm.
y'all violate personal space. Y'all not washing your hands. You using these bathrooms and not washing your hands. I don't know where in Sam Hill people get their manners from where they don't wash their hands. That bothers my inside.
That's nasty. Being said, even in the public bathroom, why are you not washing your hands while you at the public bathroom?
That's ugh. Even worse. You gonna catch all over these people, toilets and everything. You don't
mm-hmm.
Listen,
it was a question asked, should they be using the hand dryers that's in public bathrooms?
Yeah, because that,
with
that,
the whole
they
virus
that
going
that
on.
Spread, that, and it's, they saying that because of them, they spread because they're blowing.
Mm-hmm.
blowing it versus you grind it.
Yeah.
I think that was a cheaper way out for a lot of businesses. So they all jumped on board trying to make it seem like it's protecting the environment. Yeah, right. But
nah, give me that paper towel.
I believe solely in paper towels. Give me a paper towel, sir. I don't want your hand dryer. I go in there, use the bathroom, wash my hands, and I walk right out there to the little cup section that they have in the store or wherever
mm-hmm.
I'm at and grab napkins right from there. I'm not playing with y'all a blow up thing.
Mm-hmm.
Little
making
stuff.
Sure that I got the paper towel opening the door with, not the one that you got your hands with, the new one. All of that.
And and if I don't get no paper towel out the bathroom, I'm using my whole shirt to open that door. I ain't touching y'all door. I just don't do that.
I'm telling
I don't play
you.
Around like that. But I've always been that way. I've always been extra picky. Over the top, obsessive OCD. I'm like that. That's just me. I've been like that since I was a kid, and I don't have no problem with it.
Look,
I bet you people ain't laughing at people that have that problem now. Like, we should have been doing what they've been doing all along. Like,
exactly.
We should have been doing this all along. Like,
my kids get, they be like, ooh, God, my mama's just over the top.
But it's good. Look, your immune system probably able to fight off a lot of stuff because you make sure you're taking care of yourself and you washing your hands.
I feel like I done ran up on somebody
like
who had the COVID, and my body done fought it off. I promise you, Candace, because I don't know. I said, because I've been around, like, what I used to have to do, and then being in the stores all the time, running to my group, I had to have a conversation with her the other day. I said, Granny, you're going to have to get the things you need one day a week. I'm going to go to the store one day a week. I'm not going to be going to these stores every single day a week for you. I can't do that. I said, it's dangerous out there.
And I'm going to do some more research on that, too, because I heard someone say that, and I'm going to have to go home and do research on that tonight. I need to. That once you get it and you fight it and you get well, that you can't catch it no more. Like they say, you can't catch the chicken pops twice.
The chicken pops.
I was like, well, I said, now that ain't true because I done had the chicken pops twice. So I say, I don't know what I have. I had the chicken pops twice, and then I end up getting the measles. I haven't got them since then. I didn't been around people in middle school, but I had mine at an early age. I'm talking about like kindergarten, first grade.
Yeah, I got mine early, like 6 years old. I was sick when I got chicken pox, and I never had it again. But when I got it, everybody in my house got it. I gave it to everybody.
Yeah, but and then, you know, they have the vaccinations and stuff now for kids not to get it.
Yeah, but we used to just get chicken pox back then. I don't think it was vaccinations for us back then for chicken pox.
It wasn't.
And the mumps.
Yeah, it was the measles and the mumps.
But
I ended up having them twice.
But my kids never got a vaccine for chicken pox. They didn't even offer them vaccines for chicken pox. And beyond that,
my kids did. My kids did.
They got vaccinated for
it. They did. But they never had it. But they had all this other stuff. Yeah, and you know, a lot of parents don't deal with the vaccination stuff. Like, and I can understand that too. I can understand that, too. It's a lot of stuff that we should not be doing.
It's just
anyway.
Certain things I wouldn't let them get their vaccination. So it was like the school shots and stuff that they had to get out, and I let them do that. But the other over-the-top stuff, I sit right there. As soon as they give me a list that day of the shots they're supposed to be sending, I sit right there on my phone and Google every last shot and decide what shot they're going to get right then.
Yeah, and then, you know, at the school, they won't even let your children go to school if they don't have some of the shots. You be like, huh?
Yep.
Like, you're not going to let my child come to school because they ain't got vaccinated? No, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
No. Your child cannot come. Nope. They cannot come to school. No, not at all. I'd be like, okay. But then that could be a while. You have a lot of parents, too, that do parents that homeschool their kids. A lot of them don't be with those vaccinations and stuff. And that's why they are homeschooling their kids. So, big up to the parents that been doing the homeschooling. This is an easy breezy thing for them. The rest of us, not so much.
My children are old. I just say that they don't get on my nerves. If they was
they have
the kids,
they
got
their own
nerves. I don't know. I just think also too that you know, when you raise your children to be their own entity, it's easy for them to not fall into doing what everything that's fall into whatever, you know, everybody else doing. And
I believe
in that. I really believe in that, raising them to be their own entity, because we're all a business in this country. We all are. We have to know that. So once you start treating them as if they're a business and start letting them be responsible, letting them make the decisions for their life, a lot, you can start realizing that kids pay a lot more attention to you than you think. So
they do. They truly, truly do. And look, we were kids. And it's stuff that we like, Mom did that. I ain't doing that. Okay, Mom did this. All right. I'll take this little bit, apply it with what I got going on, and we're going to work this thing out. But, yeah, they do, kids are, they pay attention to what is going on and to detail. You think they ain't paying attention, they paying attention. They listening to everything you say and everything. Just looking at you like, I hear you. I hear you, Mom, because I know how I was with my mom. Like, I hear you. And now I'll be saying, golly, son, just like my mama. That's what she used to be saying. That's what she used to be saying. But,
yeah, I know my mom used to be.
It's been an eye-opener. It's been an eye-opener, this whole experience. It really has.
It really has. And I'm learning a lot about people just through their social media.
Oh, yes. You know what? I've been on social media, but I haven't been on social media. I'll go search. I'll post something real quick, and I'll get right off after I post it. So I've been on there, but I haven't really been on there like that. A lot of people say they've been on there.
That's what I normally do on a regular basis. Is I go on there and make my posts and get out. But lately, I ain't even been. Today, I made a few posts on there, like a few funny posts, because I've been seeing people in their feelings a lot, so I just want people to laugh. But when I go in there, I normally just make a post and get on off of there. And lately, I go on social media on my lunch break because, you know, now I'm taking my lunch break at home. I'm already working at home, so I'm already at home. So I just sit and I either turn on a movie or start or some Golden Girls or go to social media. And more things is TikTok for me because I'm addicted to TikTok right now. But my other thing is just going on there, just scrolling, seeing what some people mind, trying to see where people's mindset is and where they are, where they're thinking at this time and what they're going through, you know. So, and I've been seeing that. I was like, you can really see what's really going on in the minds of these people right now because everybody is not taking it well.
No.
They really not.
They really not. No. Like, it's really, some people, they just, oof, Lord Jesus. And that's probably why I haven't been on social media. That's probably really why that I haven't been on there. But, you know, hey, this is what life is for right now. Got to roll with the punches. But be grateful that you're still alive. We ain't caught no virus of this, the corona, as Joe would say. And, hey, just be grateful. Spend time with your kids, if you have kids, whoever. And look, maybe get back. Hey, now you're going to go back to getting on that phone, talking to people, and not texting people. Because you ain't got nothing to do now. So now that phone is working now. Instead of, let me pick up the phone and call her. I need somebody. I need to actually hear somebody with a heartbeat. I ain't got time to be texting nobody. So, you know, it's a lot.
That's right.
It's a lot. And we'll see. You know, this was supposed to be my week that I was going to California and everything. And I would have been on the plane right about around this time. Tomorrow I would have been in California.
No.
And you know, we had to cancel.
Yeah.
But it's okay. We can always, we can reschedule. You know, our life is more important.
That's right.
And there's some jobs telling people that they can't even go, not mine in particular, but it's some companies around town telling people that they can't even go out of the city limit or they will have to be quarantined for 14 days if they do leave out of Leon County. I'm like, okay. So, you know, but, you know, it's all good. I'll get there one day. I was very looking forward to it, but I'll get there one day. I don't know about the next trip. I had a couple of more trips to go on. Dallas in June and a wedding in September. But, hey, maybe things will change by then. I don't know. But
hopefully
I would
because we
want
to start seeing a lot of these goals and dreams prosper a little bit more, you know. We want to start seeing that with things. So hopefully everything starts clearing up and getting better for us and for the people who are actually going through. We want to see we want to start seeing them shine a little bit more and keep them lifted up in prayer and make sure we're giving, sending positive vibes, more, you know, the more vibes. So,
and just pray for all the ones that then lost family during this whole virus that's going on, that then lost their lives to this virus and stuff, you know. Like, I just pray for them that they have comfort and all of that. And it's some people that have lost their family members, not to the virus, but just they was already sick that they can't even have the home-going celebration, as we call it.
Right.
So they have to actually, like, wait for all the women and married couples that were deciding to get married to have their wedding, and a lot of that stuff has to be canceled. And I feel bad for them because people didn't spend money coming up to that day, that special day, and you know they had to cancel and stuff now and set another date and all of that. But hey, you can always go to the Justice of the Peace. Remember that. You can always go to the Justice of the Peace. But I hope some of these people will, like, give them their money back or even give them something. But, you know, we'll see.
I'm thinking, you know, I'm hoping that we can get our country to start having a little bit more understanding for our people more. Because, baby.
Yeah. Because people out here are really hurting. That's when I was, like, people was talking about the whole stimulus plan and all of that. I was like, man, look, people finna be hurting in a week. Friday was payday. People hurting now. So it's like, you know, but hey, like I say, keep the faith, y'all. Continue to believe in whoever you believe in, and this too shall pass.
This too shall pass,
but I pray for you all. And just, look, laugh. Stop watching that news with them telling you the same stuff over and over again. Find something to laugh at.
And people really got to start doing that more. Like, we're in that, you got to turn off the television. I mean that. Turn it off.
Yeah, you got to. Find something else to do. Can't really go outside. Start exercising. Exercise right there in the house.
Right.
Do something. Do a crossword puzzle or something like that. Go get you a 1,000 puzzle pieces and do that as a family, or do it by yourself.
That's right.
You know,
exactly.
Meditate. It's a lot that we actually can do. We just don't want to do.
And that's what
it is.
It's
a lot we can do. It's just we don't want to.
And then people are really so caught on the whole vibe of vibing off other people, so they like you're stuck in the house right now. You still watching other people be stuck in their house. That really says a lot about people. You still got to get on social media and watch people be stuck in their house. So they're so entertaining that you can't sit in there and come up with a concept to make yourself some money, but you watching everybody else make theirs. It's crazy.
It is. It is real crazy. I done seen a couple of people making masks and stuff, selling them, and
people
coming up with different things. Yeah, so I think this is going to help some. Yep, some is going to manifest throughout this pandemic or whatever they calling it, crisis, epidemic, whichever one. And some going to go up, some going to fold. But you know, take this opportunity to get, you know, really get yourself together and what you're trying to be and what your goals is. Start making out that plan for the next thing, you know. And if you know that you don't have the savings and stuff that you need and you're going through this right now, and maybe you're still working but your hours just got cut short, maybe this is the time for you to really sit down and plan out, well, look, I done been through this. Let me see what I need to change when it comes to my finances, how much I need to actually be saving and stuff when it comes to my finances. So if this happened again, you know, me and my family, we'll be okay. We won't be around here trying to figure out how we're gonna make it, because we got 6 months or a year of something, even if it's just a year of rent or a mortgage payment that you can pay.
Right.
But, you know, this is the time that we should be really thinking about stuff like that, but also just meditating on the word.
Spending a lot more time with yourself and
a long time with your family.
That's a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's very important. You'll really
very
find
important.
Out, especially the people that live in the house with you, what they like and what they don't like. You will find out if you don't know. But
you're going
to
find out
a lot.
You're going to learn a lot.
Oh, yeah. I just want to know, do you think that they're going to let the high school graduates graduate, have a graduation, or replan their graduation? I really feel bad for those kids that's seniors this year in high school because there's no prom, all of the stuff that all of the rest of us actually was able to experience. And they're not able to experience that. And that's something that those memories that you can't get back at all.
I'm hoping
even with the class reunions and stuff. Because weren't you guys having a class reunion?
Yeah, we don't definitely have to push that. But we got to meet over. We got to do some telemeeting with that because that was supposed to be in June. And we got, that's like 2 months away. But we got to meet up and do some telecommunication about that. And I think, but as far as the high school stuff, the graduates and the college graduates, all of them, that's all going down in May. Everybody missing that. So I definitely feel like there should be some type of extension going through the summer that allows them to have their opportunity to do that. If we don't do anything else, we should allow the people we're supposed to graduate to graduate. Now, we don't, if they're not graduating, if you're not going to allow that, I hope they're all able to get their high school diplomas, they're getting their college diplomas, certificates or whatever, in a timely fashion, that they can still move forward in their lives. Because as tumultuous as this may sound, this is a life-altering thing.
It is.
We all want to experience these things, but that is a privilege to be able to experience those things. Regardless of where you are in life or what you want to do, we can't have the idea that, oh, my God, life is going to never be the same because this didn't happen when you still completed your task. So we still don't want to forget about the fact that you completed your task because that's important, but we don't want them to have these thoughts that things, they didn't complete things the way they felt like they should have because of a life-changing pandemic. This is not something any of us have control of. So we gotta fight through this like we fight through any other day, and I hope that they don't take this as a defeat. You know, I hope they don't feel defeated by it.
Yeah. It's a lot.
So,
it's a lot, Queen.
Yeah.
It's a lot. But we're going to get through it. It too shall pass. It too shall pass. And we're going to let it pass with smiles. I know
that's
I am.
Right.
I don't know about everybody else, but I am. I'm not going to let it worry me or anything like that. I remember when 9/11 happened. And everything and how everybody was and stuff. And that was a lot, too.
Right.
But, you know, hey, we got through that.
Mm-hmm.
We got through that. We're going to get through it. We're going to get through it.
We all
not
may
when
not,
we want it
but
to.
Some of us are.
Yeah. Some of us are, yes. Some of us are, but. Yeah, Queen. Hey. Our show. It still goes on.
Shelby's World Podcast. Yes, y'all. Yes, yes, yes. We're here for the people.
We are here for the people. What an experience. But I'm
grateful. What an experience. I'm grateful to be alive, though. I promise you that.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. Most definitely. Well, Queen, you going to close us out?
We're going to wrap up the show today, y'all. That's our Freestyle Wednesday. So, before we go, I did say I want to give y'all the latest number, so let me do that real quick.
Okay.
So, I'm only going to kind of discuss the United States versus global. In the United States, we currently are as of April 1st, at 5:33 p.m. local time, we were confirmed at 211,000 cases. Well, 211,698 cases. That's 25,000 cases up, 26,000 cases up today. We were at 4,720 deaths with an inclusive rate of 1,156 cases as of today, and over 8,000 people have recovered. So that's, with today's numbers, up 2,810. So the recovery rate is pretty good.
That's good. 8,000.
That's really good. 8,000 recoveries. But in the United States, period, there are 211,698 cases. So with almost 10,000 in a recovery state, that's still less than 10%, but it's still a good number. So it's good. Mm-hmm. It's good. Florida.
Progress.
In Florida, we're at 6,955 cases. That's a plus of 617 additional cases today. And we're at 87 deaths. That's plus 10 deaths today. So what I was looking at is that the highest areas of confirmed cases in Florida is in Miami-Dade County. And that seems to be the place that all, and I know it's due to more tourists and different ethnicities being there.
And the port, too.
In the port, yeah. And it's over 2,200 cases in Miami-Dade.
Wow.
The second leading place is where my children are currently, and that's 1,232 cases, and that scares me. Where we are, we have 28 confirmed cases here, and no deaths. But the deaths that have happened, they said we had deaths here, but they're not showing where the deaths are.
I know we had that one, that lady that came from Georgia.
Yeah, see, and they haven't, but because she's a Georgia native, they didn't put her death here.
Yeah, actually, Albany is a hot spot, they were saying, from what I've seen on the news.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that, girl.
Albany is a hot spot. Oh, I'm so happy my daughter did not go to college there. Oh, my God. Wow. Thank you, FAMU.
That was like a FAMU college in Georgia.
Yeah, it's HBCU.
But we're gonna close out the show, y'all. We're gonna tell y'all. We're gonna definitely start off with continuing for you guys to be safe. Don't go out if you don't have to go out. Do as much as you can in your home. And be safe. Just be safe. Enjoy your family time. Keep yourself busy. And stay positive. Queen, what you got for us?
That's it. I agree with Queen. Stay positive. Spend as much family time. You know, get that plan, business plan, whatever type of thing, whatever you're trying to do, get it together. Look, hey, get with your family. Teach your children how to play some spades, dominoes, or something like that if you got it in your house, some board games. Stuff that we got out of years ago, because I know that was stuff that we did as kids and stuff.
That's right.
But, you know, maybe start some new tradition. Start family movie night, family game night, or something like that. You know, hey, figure it out, but stay positive doing it. Don't complain. Don't complain now. I'm telling you, do not complain, because by you not complaining, it's going to be a reward for you in the end once this is all over and done with. But, hey, y'all just stay positive. Stay positive. Please stay positive throughout this. And still, you know, if you're on social media, still, you know, you see somebody with the negativity, just try to have some encouraging and positive words.
And don't jump on them. Don't jump on them, because everybody don't know how to deal with their emotions. And that's not even just in trying times. That's at any time. So
anytime.
Don't always attack people when you see them going through. Some of the best things you could do is just give a warm welcome, a warm word of a warm quote, a warm word of inspiration, motivation, something that'll keep them going. Because sometimes your negativity, thrive off negativity. So if you giving it to them, oh my God, they're gonna turn up. So don't give it to them.
Way up. Way, and then it's gonna get on your nerves, on your timeline. When you see them coming down your timeline, then you're going to be mad, but you didn't fed into it with them, and you didn't turn them up. So, look, you just got to look at yourself and be like, man, I should have never even commented.
Right.
So, you know, y'all be safe out there. Stay, like she said, stay home. If you don't have to go nowhere, just stay at home. Chill out. Hey, take this time to rest. You know, we always on the go anyway before this happens. So this is the time for all of us to really just get us some rest. You always be wanting to be off from work. Yeah, you always want to be off from work. Look, now you're working from home. Get you some rest. Enjoy it. Look, your house is your castle. I know mine is.
Your shoulder is mine, and I love it.
I love it. Yes, I love. Look, at least you have central heat and air. But some people at home don't have that central heat and air right now. So, you know, I guess we'll see y'all, talk to y'all later. Next Wednesday.
That's right. We'll y'all take care of yourselves, and we will catch y'all next week. And if you have any other comments, any questions, if you want to be on the show while we're doing this downtime, holler at us. Send me an email.
Yes, definitely.
I never have my email personally. Remember.
Yeah.
I got it on my phone, though. You know the
it's
one.
In the loop.
The info. Yeah, in the loop. It's crazy. It's the loop. @gmail.com. ITSTHELOOP4@gmail.com. If you got questions, you want to be on the show, you got suggestions, you got comments, anything you want to talk to us about, hit us up at ITSTHELOOP4@gmail.com. Appreciate y'all.
Yeah.
Y'all be safe. We like you. We love you. Y'all take care. Talk to you later, Queen.
Peace. Bye.